So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with seven halachas of Shalach le'Rabbah le'Rav Yisrael bar Chama. Ho'im al-chaveri avdi genavta, vo'im al-loi genavti. Ata mechartali, li, ata nesata li b'matana. If a person claimed that someone stole his servant, while the muchzik, the possessor, claimed that the servant was sold or given to him as a gift, the muchzik is believed and he's not required to swear. Because as the Rashbam explains, einish bain ala vadim, there's no shvu obligation on the servant. However, ritzaincha hishaveya betul v'nishba eini yochel achzabay. If the muchzik gave the claimant the option to swear and collect the servant and he did so, the muchzik cannot retract because hohem they b'shvuah. Since the muchzik accepted the claim in shvuah, it is considered like he admitted to his claim. Halacha gave him an avadim. A creditor can collect a servant for a debt even from the simon of the borrower. Even though in general, metalta diasmudloi mishtabdi, movable assets cannot be collected from yisayman. However, avdi kemekarkar domi, slaves are considered non-movable assets like land, which a balchev can collect from yisayman. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, "Ein goyven, a creditor cannot collect a servant for a debt from the yisayman of the borrower, because as the Rashbam explains, le'inyin balchev avdi kemetalta domi. Regarding a creditor, a servant is considered only a movable asset, but not like karka, because le'samcha daite. When extending a loan, one does not rely on collecting the borrower's servant because a servant is movable and not everlasting." The Gemara later corrects this ruling to read Shalach le'Rab Abel Rab Yisrael Bar Chama Halacha Ein Gaivim Min Havadim V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha Shlishi B'Sheini Kasher. A third generation of one brother can testify for a second generation of another brother, in other words, for a first cousin once removed. Rava adds, Af B'Rishen. A third generation of one brother can testify even for the brother for his great uncle. And Ma'aba Ravashi adds, Achshir ba'aba de Abba. A third generation, a grandson, can testify even for his grandfather. However, the Gemara concludes, Blessed Ma'aba Ravashi, a grandson cannot testify for his own grandfather because, as the Rashbam explains, the bnei banim ad elef dairis lo yidu la vaysehem, the ben yerech avivu. A descendant, even after 1,000 generations, cannot testify for his forefather because he is considered like a limb of his forefather, and Adam Kar, Beitel Atzmai, a person cannot testify for himself. If a person saw the boundaries of someone's field and he then became blind, he cannot testify for this field because, as Rashbam explains, one cannot testify using his own judgment only through his actual vision. Shmuel disagrees and says, Kasher, Efshe de Mechavim Metzrena, a blind person can testify for a field because he can give the boundaries of the neighboring fields. However, Avol Glim Aloy, a blind person cannot testify for someone's garment, even by giving its measurements, because as Rashbam explains, Shehaber Talis is Midas and Shava, there are many garments of the same size. Rav Shesha disagrees and says, Afila Glima, Efshe de Mechavim Midas Arkoy Midas Rachboy, a blind person can testify even for a garment by giving the measurements of its length and width. However, Avol Nas Chaloy, a blind person cannot testify for a piece of silver because it has no measurements. Rav Papa disagrees and says, Afila Nascha, Efshe de Mechavim Midas Mishkalaisav, a blind person can testify even for a piece of silver by giving its weight. The Gemara rejects all these opinions and brings a proof from a Braisa that a blind person is disqualified from all testimonies as the Braisa rules, Pasul Pisach Vinistama. If the witness was able to see at the time of the incident but was blind at the time of testimony, he's disqualified to testify. However, Pitach v'nistame b'chazer v'nipateach kasher. If he was able to see during both times, but he had become blind in between, he's eligible to testify. Ha'imal tinik ben abanim neman. If a person testifies for a child among his other children, his testimony is accepted. Rabbi Yechonon disagrees and says, Einay neman, his testimony is not accepted. The Gemara asks, my kama, what was the testimony referring to? And the Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, hachikama. Ha'imra al-tinik ben abonim yirish kol nichsai, a father bequeathed his entire estate to only one son, while the other sons had to receive nothing. Rabbi Abba holds Neman, his tzava, is fulfilled because he concurs with Rabbi Yechonon ben Berakhia in the following Mishnah. While Rabbi Yechonon holds, Ein Neman, his tzava is not fulfilled because he concurs with Rabbanan in the following Mishnah. Rabbi says, Hachikama, ha'imra al-tinik ben abonim b'chayr hu, there was an established chazaka that one son was the b'chayr, and the father testified that another son is the b'chayr. Rabbi Abba holds Neman, his testimony is accepted and this son receives Pishnayim because he concurs with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the previous daf that the father's testimony can override a chazaka. While Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Neman, his testimony is not accepted and the other son receives Pishnayim because he concurs with Rabbanan's opinion that the father's testimony cannot override a chazaka. If a person gave instructions that his wife should receive a portion in his estate equal to one of his sons, if he dies, she receives this portion, as Rav explains, She receives a portion only in the assets that were currently in his possession, but not in the assets that he acquired afterward, because, as the Rashbam explains, Eino demakne davar shelo b'olam, a person cannot bequeath an item that is non-existent, and the ubanim haboin la'achar mekan. She receives a portion only as per the amount of sons he had when he died, but not as per the sons he had at the time of his tzava, because l'shas chaluka yichaven, l'shna nisrabu, v'l'shna nismaitu. His intentions were as per the sons who will actually divide his assets, regardless of whether they became more or less. Amayti ishtar chay bal chaveroi, malva amma loy nefrati klum, v'leivu amma perati mechza, v'aidim eidin sheparu kulay. If a lender produced a loan document and claimed that he was not paid at all, while the borrower claimed that he did pay half the loan, even though two witnesses claimed that the Leva paid the entire loan, the Malva swears and collects half the loan from the Leva's unbound assets because, as the Rashbam explains, the Leva's admission is stronger than the testimony of Edom. The Malva cannot collect half the loan from the Leva's assets that were already sold to others because the Lekuches, the buyers, can claim, Anana Edom Samchinan. We accept the Edom's testimony that the entire loan was paid, and the Leva's claim is merely a kanunya, a ruse for him and the Malva to legally extract the field from the Lekuches. The Gemara concludes, all the above rulings are accepted as halacha.